Hello, this is Pamela Platt. You're listening to WEAT, The Wheat, the Pride of Fenchel. The town of Fenchel, recently named by Midwest Magazine, is the smallest, most Midwest town that is small and in the Midwest. Currently in Fenchel, it is 32 degrees. We are experiencing a few flurries now with snow showers expected this evening into the morning hours, with frigid temperatures that will make you ask, why the heck am I living here? Coming up on The Wheat, it's inspirational Bible quotes on egg cartons. This week's quote, the egg is my strength and my song. At 3 p.m., it's my husband takes too long in the bathroom. A humorous look at Midwest living from a woman's perspective with local satirist Betty Birch. Betty has literally plagiarized whole sections from old Irma Bombeck books and Reader's Digest editions from the 1980s and hopes no one will notice. At 4 p.m., it's Golf Swingers. Local golf pro Dan Schneider analyzes the sound of golf swings and predicts how far the ball flew. Here is an excerpt from today's show.
I will say 320 yards.
Then Dan hits on all the female radio interns who are married.
Hey, baby, can I ask you something?
What?
Do you swing?
Ew, seriously?
It's time to take a new look at clean energy. Oil and gas so pure for our changing environment that when I pour this clean, natural energy into a glass, it looks like I'm pouring water. In fact, we're so confident that this glass of petroleum is so exceptionally safe, I'm going to drink it. Ah, delicious. Take a new look at the natural gas industry because we strive to make sure you think we care.
Brought to you by the American Institute of Natural Petroleum. The actor may have been harmed, but had been out of work for over a month and was desperate for any paid promotion at this point in his career. He was laid up for several weeks after recording this announcement, but is feeling much better now. We promise.
Up next, Sounds of the Game, a shortened rebroadcast of last night's high school football game with Fenchel's favorite broadcasters, Jeff Dansdorf and Bill Buxom. Give us 20 minutes and we'll give you the entire game.
Big Bottom Betty binges on brisket before bedtime. Brisket.
So,
brisket.
What are you doing after the game, sweetheart?
Lately, Lucy loves a little linguine.
Oh, no. Brenda and I, that's old news. I've only got eyes for you, baby.
Wait, what? You and Brenda broke up? You just told me you had great makeup last night and way too much graphic detail.
Whoa, Jeff, will you shut up?
What?
Can't you see that I'm on a private phone call, dude?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was just very graphic, that's all. I didn't
mean to. Sorry about that, baby.
Sorry.
That's just stupid old Bill, right? You know, what an idiot. Anyway.
I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, you are an idiot.
I'm kind of not an idiot. I just, you know. Lately, Lucy loves a little linguine.
Oh, dude.
Licked by leprechauns.
Hey, so,
licked.
What are you wearing? You got some, like, pink lingerie or some thigh highs on? Oh. Yeah, sweatpants and old Hello Kitty sweatshirt.
Betty.
All right, I could kind of flow with that. You got like a lace bra or something like that, or you know, heels. Wearing overalls.
Will you shut up?
What are you doing?
I'm doing my tongue twisters.
My
vocal exercises. Oh, you want to hear one fast?
I
made this up myself.
I really don't.
Military Mike milks Mabel the Moo Cow many minutes during the merry month of May. I just made that up myself, too.
Oh, my God, are you an idiot, Bill?
I didn't really know any tongue twisters, so
Dude, come on, man.
Gary recommended I practice my articulation and my vocal energy before my audition.
Gary, head?
Well, his game is not... His
no,
name
no, no,
is
no.
Not
honey, not you, baby. Not you.
Anyway,
you're auditioning Heads play? Oh. I strictly forbade you.
You could audition, too, if you want.
What? Are you kidding me? I'd rather be dead and poke my eye out with a... And
I want to be
Look,
an actor.
Bill.
I think I really could do a good job.
Bill,
what?
I'll talk to you on
All right, I'm just trying to
Let's grab a drink after the game at Thirsty's. What do you say?
That sounds like fun. Can I come?
No, you can't fucking come.
Ow! Hey, ow!
God damn, you're such a fucking dumb dude. Hey. I need this. What kind of a wingman are you? More like a fucking crutch, for God's sake. God bless it.
The Adventures of Wingman.
Really?
That sounds funny. In all seriousness, I need to talk to you.
Sorry about that.
I guess it can wait.
So what do you say? A little drink? A little dancing? You know, maybe come back to my place a little. Mm-hmm. What do you mean if Brenda can come? Brenda? Who's Brenda? You know Brenda? I know it's a small town, but God damn it. Wait, what do you mean you're best friends? Is this some sort of a setup? Did Brenda put you up to this? Is this some sort of a test? Of course I can be faithful. What's that weird sound on the phone? That hissing sound, it's annoying. What do you mean you have the game on? We haven't even started yet. We're not even live yet. It's 7:05. We don't go live until 7, so you know. God damn it, we're live.
The whole time.
Bill, why don't you tell me? God damn it. Oh, you're such a
fucking. Are you kidding me? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Hello, Fenchall. I'm Jeff Danzorf, and next to me is Bill Buxton.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us here on Friday, October 20th, as your Fenchall Stalkers take on the Lincolnton Rough Riders.
We apologize to our listening audience for not realizing we had gone live there.
Oh, you're damn right we do. I can't believe you, fucking idiot.
I apologize for babbling away there, practicing my made-up tongue twisters. That had to be really annoying for everybody.
It sure was. Jesus.
And Jeff here, I'm sure, apologizes for being on a private phone call with his new mistress.
Bill.
While secretly cheating on his current girlfriend, Brenda.
Bill, get a clue.
That was probably awkward for everybody. Oh, looks like we've gone several minutes past when we were supposed to go on to commercial break. So, hey, everybody, we'll be back
be right back after these messages. You're listening to WEAT.
Wheat.
This show was previously recorded.
And we're back with 7 minutes left in the second. The Rough Riders certainly have.
I go!
What was that for? What are you doing?
Some friend you are.
What?
Of all the weeks, Bill.
What are you talking about?
Playing the Rough Riders.
Yes.
I mean, it's the Rough Riders.
I know.
I'm supposed to be interviewing that son of Tory Glazer during halftime, and you're pulling this
What are you talking about?
I was the star quarterback for the Stalkers. Me.
I know you are.
I was the one that won the state championship each year against Tory. It was me.
You don't fail
Yet
to
somehow
tell
now,
anybody that at
Tory
any time.
Tory is the head coach of Lincolnton, and I'm somehow up here stuck in this tiny little broadcast booth with little Mr. Backstabbing, tongue-twisting motherfucking Bill Buck.
Damn.
Oh, I'm Bill Buxton, making up my own tongue twister for the audition. Well, here's my tongue twister, my good friend. Bill Buxton bites my ass because he's a jerk.
Okay, that was not a good tongue twister
when
at all.
When we go to that stupid state champs reunion dinner next week, I sure hope that you're going to be
about
there.
About that,
Wait, about what?
Jeff, I'm really sorry. It turns out the audition is taking place at the same time as the dinner.
Wait,
so
what?
I know, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
I won't be able to be there. Tell you what.
Thanks, Bill.
I'll be there in spirit. So,
oh, God.
Yay.
Bless it.
Listen, for what it's worth, I think you should have been hired as the head coach of the Stalkers. I do. I really do. It just wasn't in the cards.
Look, and if the school administration had its head on its shoulders, they would have hired me, and the Stalkers wouldn't be in this damn mess.
You're right. You're right. When you're right, you're right. And it's just that...
Look, all I did was halfway through the interview, I pulled my pants down and told Principal Mary What's-Her-Face to kiss my ass. Is that so wrong?
Well...
But you know what? I don't hold on to grudges.
Oh, that's big of you, Jeff.
All I'm saying is I hope she rots in hell and dies a thousand deaths for eternity. Other than that, let beyonds be beyond.
Do you mean like bygones or...
Or whatever.
Okay, sure.
All my point is this. I can coach drunk. I can broadcast drunk. You know, I can even drive drunk.
Oh, don't do that.
And I can have sex drunk.
Oh,
just ask Brenda.
No. Thank you.
Look, I can pretty much do whatever I want to, whenever I want to, drunk, and do it better than anybody sober. And I'm doing it right now. If anybody wants to question my integrity or veracity.
Veracity? Is that
maybe sure.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, well, anyway, it's taken a very interesting turn, this discussion.
Yes, it has.
Anyway, no matter what the score, join us for Interview at the Half.
Brought to you by Hutton Tots.
Hutton Fresh.
That's what I said.
This week, we will interview Jeff's old nemesis, coach of the four-time high school football state champion Lincolnton Rough Riders, the one and only Coach Tory Glazer. So, okay.
Nice. We'll be right back with the starting kickoff on the other side of these messengers.
Messages?
Yeah, that's what I said, backstabber.
Hot and fresh.
Take advantage of our new $2 Tuesday. Get any hot and fresh sixer for only $2.
Wait, what?
Hot and fresh.
We only use fresh produce that's been selectively picked off the vine way too early in California. And then we ship it 3,000 miles in a freight container that delivers it right to our front door.
Now that's fresh.
Like Ron Burgundy.
We only use meat that may or may not have been ground up from several different animals and then frozen solid in our giant refrigerated warehouse. Then we nuke our frozen patties and marinated balls in our exclusive high-voltage radiation electromagnetizer. It's totally safe.
Now that's hot.
Hot and fresh.
Sandwiches quick. Because when you're looking for something hot and fresh, look no further than
hot and fresh.
Fresh and hot. And now it's time for Interview at the Half, brought to you by Hot and Fresh. When you're looking for something hot and fresh, look no further than Hot and Fresh. Okay, thank you, Jeff.
You're very welcome. I just love me some Hot and
oh,
Fresh.
Oh, you know what? It's just such a clever promo. It's a wonderful play on words. It's such a great company.
I just love our sponsor.
It's just a great company. That's all.
Who's your sponsor, Glazer?
Oh, joining us today is none other than three-time state champion head coach of the Lincolnton Rough Riders, the one and only Tory Glazer. Coach Glazer, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, what's so funny, Coach?
I'm just glad you guys love your spots.
We do.
That's all I gotta say. Just don't work there.
What the f*** are you talking about?
I worked at Hot and Fresh when we were still flinging the ball in high school.
Oh, you mean back when I was kicking your ass and collecting trophies?
Who's collecting Glazer? Trophies now, Dansdorf? At Hot and Fresh, you don't want to know how the sausage gets made. Literally. It might be hot, but fresh, not so much.
Oh.
The seafood double-decker supreme?
Oh, that's my favorite, yeah.
It might be tuna, but it sure ain't fish. You see what I mean, Bixby?
No, I don't know exactly what that means, but by the way, my name is Buxom.
Besides now that I'm a three-time state champion coach,
oh,
all I do every night is surf and turf. I eat like a f***ing king. You hear me? Now I'll take your questions, Bilbo. Shoot.
Oh, okay, sure. Now, but my name is... It doesn't matter. It's okay.
That's a great question.
Oh.
Hell no. The Rough Riders will not let up in the second half. I don't care that we find ourselves absolutely crushing you measly stalkers. 56 to nothing. I don't give a shit if Jeff is suicidal. Whoa. Remember what you did to my father? What? We're going to run up the score as high as possible.
Well, that's not what I was going to ask, and I don't know.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, okay.
Two reasons. One, we have to think of state. As you know, Bissell, if two teams tie in the standings, overall points count in the decision of who gets to play for all the marbles. So, yeah, I'm running up the points on shitty-ass teams like Finchel. Two, Jeff's an ass.
Hey!
What? Shut up, Dansdorf. The king is talking. About? When Dansdorf and I were playing in the high school.
Oh, you guys remember? I played too. I was on the team. Hey! Ow!
Idiot. Sorry. Go ahead,
Glazer.
Go
ahead. I was on the team.
Sure, kid. God, you played too.
I was.
When Lincolnton and Finchel rivalry, Dansdorf here rubbed it in relentlessly every time he beat the Rough Riders. It was my chance at glory, and this guy turned the screw so hard it would make a grown man cry. Now it's my turn to return the favor. Welcome to hell, Dansdorf.
Oh my God.
Besides, I will be relentless. I will make you hurt.
What are you talking about? I was a perfect champion in high school. A total gentleman.
That's a great question, Ball Boy.
Again, did not. My name's not Ball Boy.
Let me give you a little flashback to who your broadcasting partner really is. It's 1995. Lincolnton and Finchel play for the second year in a row in the state championship.
I played that in that game. One play, but it was...
I know you did. Dansdorf's touchdown throws in the last play wins the game for Finchel 17-16.
Yeah, what a game. Thanks for the memory,
Dansdorf. What does Dansdorf do after the game?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Now he TPs my parents' house and writes losers and cow shit all over the front door.
Oh, my God.
That was so much fun. Those were the days.
Jesus, Jeff, that's awful.
Oh, come on. It was all harmless
fun. My dad spent hours with a hose and a rag rubbing it all off.
Oh, my God.
Just come on. Boys will be
boys. No, Dansdorf, I
wouldn't. You would have done the same thing if you won, Glazer.
But today, I do want to thank you.
Thank me?
I want to shake your hand because you taught me an important lesson that day.
Well, you're welcome, Glazer. Glad you finally got the message. You might have a little success now, but just you wait. You
important
know what I'm
question, Bubbly.
Okay, again, I did
Let
not.
Let me answer no that with another again. Question.
Buxom, I have to say that I, my
Why
name is
Why do they
Buxom.
Call football? That pansy sports soccer. They use their feet. That's football. The only positions that use their foot in football, nobody respects. The punter and the field goal kicker.
Oh, that's true.
How do you throw? How do you catch? How do you tackle?
Ooh, I know. With your hands. Hey, they should call it handball.
Hell no. Handball's for two jerks who can't afford a racket. They should call this great game for what it is. War ball.
Yeah.
There are only two teams in war ball. Winners and losers.
That's right.
The victors and the vanquished.
Hell yeah.
I learned the lesson that Danzerf taught me all those years ago. I made the kids I coach into warriors.
That's not where you should
and
be
my warriors will not flinch. In my warriors' triumph, they will take their enemies' severed heads and impale them on spikes.
No.
A warning to all others, the Rough Riders are coming, boys, and we will show no mercy.
Jesus, I mean, I take that you mean that figuratively.
Do
that
I, not, Billy Bob? Do I? Great to see you, Danzdorf. I'll see you in hell.
God, I hate that guy. All right. Kind of respect his point of view.
Respect? That he just threatened to put high school kids' heads on pikes.
Oh, you shut up, Bill.
Ow!
Get your head in the game.
You're listening to WEAT.
The Wheat.
This show was previously recorded.
And we're back. Well, during the halftime interview, Lincolnton's head coach, Torrey Glaser, made it perfectly clear he had no problem running up the score on Finchel. And the Rough Riders have done just that. Well, with a minute left in the fourth, Stockers are getting shellacked.
You don't need to say the score out loud.
Pummeled.
That's enough.
The submission.
They get it.
77-0. And now the Rough Riders driving into the red zone, threatening to score again, Jeff.
Jeff.
Okay, Jeff, please.
I'm nothing.
No, stop that.
I've never
please.
Felt so insignificant in my life.
Oh, don't say that. I mean, wait, this just coming in from
downstairs. I've hit bottom, Bill. Complete and total bottom.
As it turns out, this will be the largest point loss differential in Stalker history. Unfortunately,
my life has lost all meaning.
Rough Riders line up in an I formation. Stalkers line up onside, so that's positive.
What reason is there to go on, Bill?
Hand off to Zach Peterson.
Jesus.
Rumbling down, breaks free, heads toward the end zone. No, not again. Oh, wait. Ball squirts out. I don't know how it just fell out of his hands. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Oh, picked up by Cody Neubauer. Stalkers have it. Jeff, Stalkers have it. Little Cody's running free.
Hey, what?
There he goes down the sidelines. Look at him go.
Go, little Cody, go.
His little helmet is too big. It's just bobbing up and down. Almost looks cute. Time has run out on the clock. If Finchel is going to score, he has to reach the end zone. Come on. Come on, Cody.
Go.
To the 20. To the 20.
If you don't make it, fucking get out. Tear your head off.
What? That's incomprehensible. Nobody can understand you.
He's got
to
make it.
To the 5. To the 2. Oh, he falls to the ground on the 1-yard line, and the ball falls out into the end zone. Rough Riders pile up on each other in the end zone, fighting for the ball. Can you believe it? Who has it? Who has it? Refs pulling everybody off the pile, both sides signaling they have it. A hush silence over the crowd. Players still pulling and tearing at the bottom of the pile. Who has it? Who has it? It's Bobby. What? It's Bobby Meyer. Finchel has it. Finchel has it. Finchel has it. Touchdown, Stalkers. The last play of the game. Touchdown. 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 Oh, it has happened. Touchdown. No flags. I can't believe it. It's true. It's happening. It's happening. Little Cody Neubauer. Can you believe it? He runs over 98 yards for stumbling and running out of gas, fumbling the ball into the end zone, and then recovered by Bobby Meyer against the Rough Riders, the number one team in the state. It happened. What do you have to say?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Bill. This is a spiritual experience.
What an amazing moment.
I am reborn. I'm full of life. I'm a man again.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Fully realized. Never in my life have I ever felt so alive.
Such a profound moment in history.
So full of love and happiness and joy.
Forever this day shall be spoken.
This is me, Jeff Danzdorf. A life fulfilled.
There should be statues.
All things spring from the glory of this day.
There should be monuments.
I am in love with life, and all things are at peace and harmony.
Oh, Jeff, those were some amazing words.
I am one with the cosmos, and now...
I can die now.
I hear you, brother.
I just want to say...
Torrey Glaser can go screw himself. Amen.
I love you, man. Jeff, you okay? Oh, God, not again! Oh, not everything!
Oh, Jeff!